TV, radio, and internet are overloaded with propositions to get away and to move about the country. But none of them propose the excitement of moving about another country, and certainly none to explore and hunt in that country. Well, Crusade Channel fans, say hello to our friend JD and JD African Safaris. JD can custom tailor an African safari tour just for you, or you can take advantage of this amazing deal. 7 days hunting in the beautiful Eastern Cape of South Africa that includes trophy hunting for blesbok, impala, springbok, warthog, wildebeest, or zebra. Total cost for Crusade Channel listeners and their friends, $4,650. You can't get that deal anywhere. Includes guide, meals, skinning, drinks, lodging, airport pickup, and drop-off from Port Elizabeth. Does not include airfare or taxidermy or freight return of trophies. To reserve your JD African Safari today, call JD at 855-GET-KUDU. That's 855-438-5838. Or go to jdafricanhuntingsafaris.com. You can also see JD African Safaris page at veritasradionetwork.com. JD African Safaris.
The Veritas Radio Network is guaranteed the right to offend, annoy, agitate, shout heresy, and entertain.
You should start programming right now.
Kind of like the cultural sewage served up on Bravo or CMT, only it's on 24 hours a day, except Sundays. When the truth gets you angry and you throw your smartphone, remember, no one is forcing you to listen to the truth on the Veritas Radio Network.
You can't handle the truth.
You're doing that of your own free will. That's what makes this country great, and any gay marriage pointless.
That's offensive.
So there isn't much you can do about it, Chowderhead.
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
Grab a book, take a vow, and conform your mind to reality. Reality. Otherwise, you're just another Judas-inspired Karl Marx wannabe.
And your children will steal your credit card number to buy tickets to the Miley Cyrus Twerker's Ball.
I came in like a wrecking ball.
Are you ready? Let's get it on. On the Veritas Radio Network's Crusade.
It's another Monday, and it's yet another day that the industrial media complex gets to beat up on Donald Trump. Meanwhile, moral mayhem and random acts of diabolical proportions are happening. Women are being cheered for them. It really is quite an amazing, amazing digression to witness, folks. All right, so Mike Churchill here on the Crusade Channel, asking the question of the day.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Well, we'll try to get into it. There is no sense to be made of it.
In order to ensure the security and continuing stability, the Republic will be reorganized into the First Galactic Empire!
Okay, telephone number if you'd like to be on the program today, call 844-527-8723, 844-5-CRUSADE. Find me on the World Wide Web, as they call it, at MikeChurch.com. We're also live at VeritasRadioNetwork.com and on a various amount of apps and streams out there, including the TalkStream Live website, where you can listen on a telephone line and not use any of your data if you like. That number is 641-793-9640. Find me on the Twitter, at The King Dude, and on the Facebook, Mike Church Show fan page. big weekend, folks. We participated on Saturday. I participated on Saturday. In a charity fundraising event for a local charity group called The Exchange here in the soon-to-be Republic of the Florida Parishes, flying the Carillon de Sacro Cor is our flag, and electing our political class via the Louisiana Independence Party. In previous years, this group had raised $70,000 last year, or $75,000, for three local charities that the Exchange had at this event called the Ultimate Tailgate Party. And it was quite a soiree, if you will. And our team that you formerly knew as the Death Chefs has changed their name to the Barbacoa Brotherhood. And we came in second in the grand champion category. We won the pulled pork or pork shoulder category and came in third in the ribs. Now, I bring this up because there's a couple of reasons. Number one, there are still good people out there. The glass is half full. It's not half empty. There are still good people out there that are willing to do things and put to donate and volunteer their time on behalf of others as an act of Christian charity. Even if they don't term it as an act of Christian charity, that's what it is that they're doing. So regardless of whether or not they describe it as that or they view it as that, that's what they're doing. Just as a way of explanation, and we're just honored because it's an invitation-only event, so we were honored to even be invited to the thing. But just as a point of reference, because some people are still not of the knowledge, that when we do these events, these cooking events, like we'll do the annual Hogs for the Cause in late March or April, I'm not sure what the date is this year, to support families who have children who are surviving and battling pediatric brain cancers, that we called our team the Death Chefs. It wasn't because we had a death wish or because we're suicidal or because we're all tatted up and are like the Hell's Angels or anything of that sort. The team was called that because the first five events that we did, we never did this until 2011. The barbecue part of this, we had just participated in chili cook-offs, and there was one that was for a charity here locally, and it was held every Halloween, And so an appropriate name for a Halloween-themed team that would cook at a Halloween costume contest, chili contest, would be the Deaf Chefs. And that was the reason for it. So we just kind of kept it. Anyways, we're now the Barbacoa Brotherhood. And you can see some photos of the first and third place trophies online on the Facebook on my page if you are following me. They may have made it onto the Twitter. If not, we'll throw them out there later on today. So I just wanted to mention that. But the upshot of this is to see so many people turn out for a $75 per person ticket price to support these local charities just goes to show us that the glass is still half full and that there are still good people with good intentions out in this this culture. And we need them. We need them when we have stories like this. This is from this. I'm just going to counsel if you are a member of the feminine portion of this broadcasting audience, do not visit or frequent this website called Nylon. Don't do it. Your brain cells will begin to melt and scatter about and will be diabolically influenced. Just trust me. I'll give you the story. Don't go there. As a matter of fact, if you're a parent out there and you've got filters on the computers, as daughter number two used to call them, on the computer, you may want to block that particular site. I bloused around it this morning, and I still haven't recovered. Here's the headline, and you heard me talking about this with Mark Kreslins previously. Actress Naya Rivera had an abortion so she could stay on Glee. If you don't know, Glee was a TV show that ran on Fox back in the day. And oh, I guess it was canceled a couple years ago. I don't know. I never watched it. I think daughter number one watched a couple of seasons of it. This story is written by Kristen Iverson. The fact that this is published, and it's published in beautiful pastel pink colors, and it's published in a beautiful photographs of the actress to make her look all glamorous. There is nothing glamorous about what this woman has done. There's nothing glamorous. There is nothing virtuous about what she has done, admitted, and is now encouraging others to do. And that's the extent of it. You see, folks, this is why the adage that we use here on this show often, that error has no rights. Error does not have rights. And when it does, and when it is elevated, not only does it have rights in our society, it's mandatory. You will conform your mind and you will endorse these errors, or we will publicly, if not legally, castigate, ostracize, and emasculate you. Error has no rights. People that repeat error don't have any rights. They should not be admired. They should not be elevated. They should not be profitable. They should not be prosperous or any of these other things. Because error has no rights. Let me read that headline to you again. Actress Naya Rivera had an abortion so she could stay on Glee. She traded the life of her child to be filmed so that on the Internet Movie Database, IMDb, there would be another line, another little notch on the old filmography. Another photograph taken on set. Another episode she could appear in Glee reruns. This is as sad, as tragic, and as regrettable as anything that you could possibly read. Can you think of anything that is more sad than this? And the fact that more people don't think that it's sad and will not realize, and immediately, you don't have to dwell upon this, read the headline and want to throw up, want to vomit. The fact that others will not read it and want to vomit, but instead will put it in their little Facebook walls. Oh, look, Naya Rivera is so cool. Sad and tragic, folks. In her new memoir, Sorry, Not Sorry. In other words, you people that are pro-life, you idiots that are out there, you Christians that think that it's wrong for women like me to cavort about with men that we're not married to, not sacramentally married to, and don't ever care to be, and participate in shack-up culture, and then deal with the results of the shack-up culture by taking it out on the child. Screw you. Screw you and your moralizing and your morality. In her new memoir, Sorry Not Sorry, in other words, you moral people, actress Naya Rivera opens up about many of the struggles and triumphs she's experienced over the course of her life. What about the struggle that child of yours was undergoing as he was trying to avoid the vacuum cleaner or the hot saline acid or whatever, or the forceps, whatever was used to terminate the pregnancy? What triumph is there unless it's salvation, repentance, and then through contrition, and then renouncement of what it is that you have done so that others will not think it acceptable? This is what the culture of death produces, ladies and gentlemen. And when you allow the error that is promiscuity, contraception, shacking up, living together, whatever you want to call it, casual, the fact that we have a term, there's an actual term in our lexicon, our American lexicon, that is casual sex. What is that? What is casual sex? What is casual about it? It's not like putting on a pair of jeans. There's a reason and a purpose to it and behind it. But then again, you'd have to know that there is a God and a creator. And if you knew that, well, then we wouldn't be having these conversations. Best known for her portrayal of snarky cheerleader Santana Lopez on the incredibly popular TV show Glee, Rivera started acting and modeling as an infant and as such has plenty of revealing stories about what it's like to grow up in the spotlight. Oh, poor, pitiful you. Oh, poor, poor Naya Rivera. I grew up in the spotlight. I just wanted to go to kindergarten like every other kid. Please elevate me to royalty, please! As a surprise to probably no one, I mean, just listen to how this is written. As a surprise to probably no one, the scrutiny that a young woman faces while growing up is only exacerbated when she is constantly being constantly judged and assessed for her appearance. Such was the case for Rivera, who writes, and now I have to ask the question of the diabolical imbeciles that run this website and this entity known as Nylon. How did it become so that women like Naya Rivera are objectified or subjectified and judged principally and solely based on their looks. How'd that come about? How'd that come about? Is that a byproduct of Shakespearean literature? Is it? Is that a byproduct? Is that what came out of the ages of faith, the ages of Christendom? Is that where we got that from? Or was that a result of the Darwinian perversions visited upon the Western world that we're still possessed of today, of the Lockean, the Hobbesian perversions visited upon an unsuspecting population that we're still trying to recover from today? As Rivera told People magazine in a recent interview, she wasn't fully aware that what she was dealing with was that different from the experience of her peers. Quote, "I was so young and it just seemed to be the norm. Everyone was going through similar stuff. I had no way of knowing if I was going through it worse." Close quote. Rivera also spoke to People magazine, another rag, about another major revelation in her memoir, the actress. Now, folks, I am reading this from a website that is publicly accessible to your daughters and to your sons, to my daughters and to my son. It's publicly accessible to anyone. It is framed, as I said, in beautiful little pastel colors. There's wonderful, beautiful, glamorous photographs of the actress here. All is right with the world. But there's a dead baby buried in the story, and there's no remorse. There is no sadness. There's nothing. To coin a phrase, or to use a phrase from the television show, we're supposed to react to this with glee. We're supposed to be excited about this. Oh, yay! Another baby killed! And another woman boasting and bragging about it publicly to a culture that digests it and will not dishonor her for her acts. If anything, they'll elevate her. Heck, she'll probably get more starring roles now. You had an abortion? Awesome! Give me some five. Give me a high five. Give me some nooks. You think she got nooks for that?
Mr. Jones, you just don't understand the way when a woman is coming to you.
Well, no. No. We're not playing that game. No, I do understand. I do understand that humanity is devoid of the part that we're supposed to be possessed of, and that's the human part, and cannot now even bring itself to be revulsed and repulsed and sickened when it's more feminine, tender, gentler sex. Females have no remorse about committing wanton acts of violence unthinkable. To be uttered publicly, unthinkable, in prior ages, in any civilization. Save for maybe the Aztecs and the Mayans. Are we any better than the Aztecs or the Mayans or the Incans? Those portrayed in Mel Gibson's movie, Apocalypto, that would take children, infants, to the top of these pyramid towers, these diabolical, demonic towers, and sacrifice these children alive, pull their hearts out of their chests still beating, hold them aloft, and then hand them to some person who was called a priest or a shaman or whatever they were called so that they could take a bite in order to bring good weather to these people? At least the Mayans and the Incans had an excuse. They were trying to get the alleged gods, or the gods that they thought were there, to bestow upon them bountiful crops and the weather needed to produce those bountiful crops. At least they had an excuse. What's Naya Rivera's excuse? What is society's excuse that accepts this? I'm just saddened by it. You can't read this story and not be saddened by it. Rivera also spoke to People magazine about another major revelation in her memoir. The actress had an abortion in 2010, about a year after she started working on Glee, Rivera discovered she was pregnant with the child of her then ex-boyfriend and now current husband, Ryan Dorsey. And People Reports, quote, made the call. Now, just listen to how this is described. Quote, made the call to put her career first and terminated the pregnancy during her one day off from filming an episode of Glee. Close